إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. متفق عليه. ثم قرأ: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق على صحته: إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. ثم قرأ، يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن قال هذا الحديث، قرأ قوله تعالى من سورة هود: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. It is narrated in Al-Bukhari and Muslim that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the translation of the words of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rope, will give delayed time, will give more time for the transgressor, for the wrongdoer, for the unjust, للظالم. حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. Until the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish and take such transgressor or unjust, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let go. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read from Surah Hud: وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. And Allah, and such is the punishment of your Lord when He punishes the towns while they are unjust or doing the wrong things, wrongdoers. Surely His punishment is painful, severe. This hadith is good news for the believers who suffer such injustice, who suffer such transgression, who suffer all types of attack against their lives, against their security, against their wealth, and so on. Al-Dhulm, first of all, the meaning of Al-Dhulm in Arabic is the injustice or being unjust, and that is to avoid being just and to avoid giving those of their rights. And injustice, by the way, can be from one person to the other person. It can be a man against his wife, against his children, a person against other weaker people. It could be from a ruler against their people, and it can be, as I said, it can be by attacking lives, depriving from security, also attacking wealth, taking people's belongings with no rights, and so on. Here there are, in the hadith, there are two sunnahs, there are two laws. The first law is that the transgressor, whether an institution or a person or a group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rope to them in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, will give them more time perhaps to reconsider, to make tawbah, to come back on what they have. But most of the time, that time given to these people, the wrongdoers, the transgressors, will cause them to go even further in their wrongdoing and transgression. And then, that is the first sunnah. This is the first law, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them rope, will give them time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabur, patient, He will not immediately punish them. And the other law or sunnah, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْ, that punishment is always the final result of transgressors and wrongdoers. Today is, inshallah, it's just a short khutbah. We're not talking about ظلم in its different kinds and so on. Inshallah, that could be a subject for other khutbahs if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life. We're just talking about specific issue of ظلم, of transgression, and the laws that come with that. The first law, as explained, is to give time, and the other one is ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the transgressors. So no matter how long you think these are going on with their transgression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them. أخذ عزيز مقتدر, Allah will punish them. And when that happens, His punishment, as in the ayah, إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ, painful and severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in al-hadith al-Qudsi al-Sahih, يَا عِبَادِي إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a hadith, hadith Qudsi, which is a hadith, it is narrated by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is narrated about his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is still a hadith, we cannot recite it during salah, etc. So it is not Quran, but these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. Ya ibadi, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing his creation, his servants, saying, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His majesty, He made ظلم, injustice, haram upon Himself, unlawful upon His Lordship subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just, and Allah is the supreme just, and He made it also unlawful and haram amongst us. إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. I made it unlawful, I made it haram amongst yourselves, so do not propagate ظلم, do not cause injustice amongst yourselves. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, it says, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. Avoid. Avoid ظلم. Avoid transgression. Again, I remind you of ظلم. Sometimes you find it translated as injustice. ظالم is unjust. Sometimes you find it maybe in the world of transgression, and I believe that maybe the word transgression is more descriptive of the word ظلم, because it is propagated from one party against the other party, ظلم, and it can be, of course, upon oneself in some of its kind. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Shirk is the greatest of all ظلم, of all transgression. To assign partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest transgression. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying ittaqu. Ittaqu means avoid. And when Islam says ijtanibu ittaqu, it means that you don't go that way at all. You don't even go into the beginnings of it. You don't do the slightest of its kind. فَاجْتَنِبُوا فَاتَّقُوا الظُّلْمُ. Avoid it completely. It is not that you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't even go into any way that leads ultimately to transgression and ظلم upon others. Why? Because it is ظُلُمَاتٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Darknesses in the day of judgment, in the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together all people. We know that in the day of judgment, only the believers will have a light to guide them by the will of Allah towards the destination. And the munafiqun, the hypocrites at the beginning, they have some light and then it goes off. Then they will seek the believers and say, ask them to make some light, to give them some of their lights. Then they say, ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. Go back. You have been double-sided and you have been hypocrites on earth, and in this day it is apparent that you are not with the believers. So the ظالم, the transgressor, the one who portrays injustice, will have no light in the hereafter. It is ظلمات, it is darknesses. And some ulama, like Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he says that ظلم, transgression, is a direct result of darknesses in the heart. الظلمُ ظلمات. So first of all, the person that does the transgression and the one who is unjust with others, it starts from the oneself that is dark inside. It does not see, the heart does not see the truth. Because if the person sees the truth, if the person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly, then they will definitely avoid ظلم. But because the heart is dark to start with, then there is no light to draw the attention of the transgression for not doing their acts. Dear brothers and sisters, ظلم can take all sorts of forms, even the slightest forms. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached a man and he said, I want you to be a witness that I'm giving my son such and such. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his wisdom, he said, did you give all his peers, brothers and sisters, the same? He said, no. He said, well, I will not be a witness upon dhulm. I am not going to be a witness that you're giving your son, because you should be giving all your sons equally. So even that, dear brothers and sisters, is considered to be dhulm. And dhulm can take severe forms, as I said, to the extent of taking the lives of people with no cause whatsoever, imprison them, confiscate their belongings, make them live in insecurity, take away peace from their lives, and so on. So that is also a greater dhulm that may be portrayed by individuals or perhaps by those who have the power. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Nowadays we witness so many of transgression, so much of it in many countries, in many areas, particularly on the land of Islam. You will find that obvious transgression is portrayed by the Zionists upon the Palestinians who have been deprived of their own land, and those who remained on some of the lands are subject to imprisonment, subject to attack on their lives, uproot their trees, deprived of the water to use to irrigate their lands, etc. All sorts of. And this has been going on for decades, for more than 65 years. Also, we find in a neighboring country, Syria, that people are treated in a very vicious way. The regime is attacking its own people to the extent that it's using all sorts of weapons, including barrels, very primitive barrels, filled with TNT and filled with all sorts of explosives and debris of iron and nails and so on. And lately they add nitrates of ammonia to make it very effective. And it's simply thrown off from a helicopter. And it can be anywhere. It's not smart at all. What the objective is to kill as many and to kill in an arbitrary way. Children in their schools, people walking along the streets, people in their own houses, etc. We see dhulm on minorities, Muslim minorities in Myanmar, in China, and in many, many other places in the world. One of the recent dhulm that we have witnessed in Egypt, after a successful revolution, if you like, on the 25th of January, people had the freedom to elect their government, the freedom to elect a parliament and other councils, and then on the 3rd of July or maybe the 30th of June, wherever you look, the army had a coup d'etat against the elected president and achievement of freedom and new political system put in place. People were killed with no reason. People were imprisoned. People now are declared to be terrorists, and so on. And the ultimate result is that they will not be allowed to rule. Why? Because they think that Islam should rule, Sharia should rule, justice of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should rule. I can also quote an incident also in Bangladesh where Sheikh Abdul Qadir Mullah was executed. Again, you can check that story. Again, he is an Islamist, and his problem with the government, the secular government, that he insists again on the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, dear brothers and sisters, we should not despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow transgression on earth. By the way, transgression does not have even a religion, believe it or not. Because the dhulm, a Muslim can portray a dhulm upon a non-Muslim. And this is still dhulm, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow it. So dhulm is dhulm. Transgression is wherever it comes from any direction, upon any other direction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow it. Allah will give time. Either people go back and repent, or they do even more transgression, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them and will punish them. And we should always believe, dear brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman, Rahim. He will have mercy upon his believer, his servants and the true believers on earth. Also, we should feel with our brothers and sisters who suffer that transgression. Wherever they are, we try to help in any way we can. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقسمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.